Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lots of text messages and email about our jokes. And before we go to speed jokes, I just need to read this. We got this note from a listener in Canada who won one of our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mugs. Hey, John Williams, you may remember that I was forced to remind you, in defense of my residency here in Canada, how many great things have come out of Canada. Here is another one in the spirit of international friendship and camaraderie across the longest undefended border in the world, and specifically tailored to the winners each Friday of your coveted John Williams Speed Jokes coffee mug. Do not, I repeat, do not put it in the dishwasher. We have been carefully hand-washing the mug in the same manner that we hand-wash our gold-rimmed Chicago Bears mug. Knowing that you had gone out and purchased a special pen for autographs, we gave it the dishwasher try, and sadly, this is the result. The signature is now smudged. I think of King John, who signed the Magna Carta. If this had happened to him after signing that remarkable document, where would democracy itself be today? A, that is the level of urgency with which I cry out to your mug-holding listeners, do not put it in the dishwasher. Signed, Dave Carr, Speed Joke listener and contributor from Canada. I wrote, Dave, it is with heavy heart that I receive your message, photo and monument to the fall of American exceptionalism. We can put a man on the moon and can now moon Mars, but we can't make a dishwasher-safe mug. Sadly, as our nation is already 11 zillion Bitcoin in debt, I'm afraid we will not bear the expense of sending you a new mug. You may have heard that for some reason the cost of mailing a mug to you in Canada is only slightly less than the cost of a new iPhone, or as you would probably put it, a new A-phone. However, to make amends, I will be sending you my commemorative coin of the first Trump-Kim Jong-un summit. Your warning will be shared with our massive audience. The world has been warned. It's time for speed jokes. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Kathy did, and Brenda did, and Elise Sherman sent thanks to the Speed Jokes crew. She wrote, I love speed jokes. I live for speed jokes. Here we go. My bedroom dresser is really embarrassed and would appreciate it if everyone would stop looking inside its drawers. I just spent my life savings on pasta, and I got to tell you, it was worth every penny. Okay, guys, yesterday you said the way to kiss a florist is with two lips, but somebody else said I think you should have said plant one on her. Plant one on her, that's pretty good. That's how you kiss a florist, you plant one on her.
Hey, John, I'm opening a floating restaurant on a houseboat where we sell ice cream tacos, and our mascot is a gorilla dressed like an ancient Mongolian warrior.
Gee, Dave, it says here, I didn't know that. What is your new restaurant called?
Attila Gorilla's Vanilla Tortilla Flotilla.
What?
That was a lot of work.
I know. Who did that?
That's why we gave that to Dave. What do you call a magician's really cute dog? That's a labracadabradorable. Let me try that one again. Dave, will you do this one? Hey, Dave, what do you call a magician's really cute dog?
That's a labracadabradorable.
Lance isn't a common name, but in medieval times, people were named Lance a lot. Few of you sent that one in. A sales guy rings the doorbell on a house, and the door is opened by a 12-year-old holding a glass of beer and smoking a cigar. The sales guy's stunned and says, is your dad home? Kid says, what do you think? That's a mom isn't home joke. Sales guy rings the doorbell. Giant cockroach answers the door and socks him in the eye. Sales guy goes to the ER, and the doctor says, what happened? And the guy says, well, there's a really nasty bug going around. Ladies, I don't know if I'd go to Mr. T's new beauty salon. The sign out front says, I pretty the fool. I hate jokes that you have to have been watching TV 40 years ago to.
Yeah.
But that's, we don't explain the jokes. We'll just let that go. Oh, and get a load of this. My granddaughter Bernadette is a genius.
Mm.
Yeah, we're really proud. I asked her to name a search engine, and she said Google. Mm. And then I asked her to name a singer, and she said Gaga.
Gaga, ooh la la.
She said Google Gaga, and I thought, this kid is really smart. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com, and you could win the not dishwasher safe coffee mug.